know what the cheapest form of motorsport is, because I invented it. It was the Bury Bowling Club All Comers Endurance Classic. I say all comers, but in reality it was whatever scabby old field bikes we had lying around at the time. Although we did exclude the rich kid with the Bultaco 250 because, well, we didn't like him. Basically, we used to hammer these unfortunate two-wheel vehicles around the said grassed area until either A, we fell off and broke them, or B, we fell off and broke ourselves. A car was introduced to the proceedings at one point, an aged Citroen Ami. But even as foolhardy adolescents, we realised that a Honda 90, a Vespa Rally 200, and a mid-sized Citroen estate car was a recipe for death and destruction. If you're as impoverished as we were back then any sort of organised motor racing, beyond what Scale Extric has to offer, would seem beyond your reach. But autograss, an organised and regulated form of what we used to get up to on the old bowling green, is about as cheap as it comes. And Graham Swain went along to the Concord Autograss Club in Essex and spoke to one of its longest serving members, Dobby Clark.
Autograss racing is a very economical sport for the average man off the street. It's not very expensive to put a car together, but you are affiliated with 52 other clubs in the country and you can race every weekend if you wish. Actually, expenses of the day, it costs you £3 in the gate, £2 to sign on, fuel for the vehicle and anything that else you'd like to bend or mend in the course of the day.
Cost to run one of these cars? I mean, there are what, 10 classes of race cars?
There's 10 classes of race cars and they vary according to the cc of the vehicle. So obviously the class 10s and the motorcycle, twin motorcycle ones, cost more to run than a Mini, but a gallon of fuel will probably see you for an afternoon in an average Mini racing. You have three heats, and then if there's more than one heat, you qualify for a final. So you get three heats and a final in the course of a day. You're scrutineered when you arrive. So basically, that's about it. As far as maintenance and blow-ups, etc., if you start the season with a half-decent engine, it will see you through the season without a problem.
If I've done no racing before, do I need to know anything, qualify, learn anything to come here and do it?
The main thing you need to know is accelerator, brake and clutch. The rest of it, apart from that, is just follow your nose.
This is pretty safe, is it, compared to most motorsports? It doesn't look to me like you can really do much harm to yourself.
My boys have been racing now for 10 years.
Yeah.
They started off as 14-year-olds, and had it not been safe, they wouldn't have been racing.
In front in this race has left the rest for dead. C30E is absolutely flying. It's gouging the track. It's not just flying around it. The rest are nowhere. Well, I'm back in the pits now, and with me is the driver of this lethal beast, Barry Hathaway. Barry, what on earth is this machine that went tearing around the track just now and left everybody for in their wake, basically?
Look, Class 8 Special with a 1,000cc Yamaha X-Up bike engine in it. 135 brake horse, basically standard.
With no weight, really?
That's right, yeah. For somebody that wants to play, that's got an interest in cars, wants to play about, you know, you can do anything from a bog-standard, you know, Class 1 Mini for £300 or £400. To 10 grand's worth of special, if you like.
What does it cost you to run this car for a season?
Well, I wouldn't have thought it'd cost £500,
really?
To be honest. You know, because it is that reliable.
Well, it's interval time, it's lunchtime, and I'm in the pits now with Andy Lodge, who I understand is one of the speedy merchants of this sport. Andy, what's it like?
Oh, it's good out of there, fast, furious. Track's very quick today.
Now, you've got an unusual vehicle. It's a Mini pickup.
Yeah.
What's that, Class 5?
Class 5, yeah, 1330 Mini.
What is it that keeps you interested in this? What is it that grabs you about it?
It's just a thrill, like, you know, adrenaline rush when I'm in it, you know. I just love the Minis, really.
Well, with me now is Terry Barringer, the commentator and vice chairman of the club. Terry, just give me the insight of what autograss racing is all about. I've heard you doing it on the tannoy, now you tell me.
Autograss racing is the poor man's sport, as we say. It's very exciting, very good racing, and it's a family thing. It's not mega bucks, there's no pressure, you know. Everybody goes out for Sunday afternoon and enjoy themselves. We start off with Class 1, which is basic bog standard Mini saloons, no modifications, and you build yourself a car for £250, £300 to be out there.
That's it. That is your lot.